Here he is. Here he is.
All right, fuck buckets.
What a welcome.
Fantastic entrance.
Here he is.
So rude.
You managed to get a fluky result, Charlton, the other night?
Yeah, last night. I expect us to lose, to be honest. But I'll take the win and run. We got turned over at the weekend, didn't we? 3-0 by Blackpool. Yeah, it is what it is. A lot of people calling for Bowyer's head. I ain't one of them. In other news, boys, I'm moving out on Saturday.
Yeah?
Yeah. Moving down to my own little bachelor pad in the middle of town. So I've been packing up the old room this evening.
What are you going to do with the Eastern European prostitute? You going to take her with her?
Yeah, no, what I'm going to do, I'm going to deflate her and then blow her back up when I actually move in and then settled.
That sounds like a two-person job.
Yeah. Yeah, me and Jamie have to take turns.
Oh, an image.
that's 4 minutes gone for the evening.
Yeah. Christ.
Right, when we starting? Because I've got a lot to cover.
Let's go now.
Hi, I'm Christian.
Hi, I'm Jim.
Hi, I'm Dan.
Hi, I'm Hank.
And this is the Football Musketeers.
Welcome back then, boys. Obviously just had our fucking little chit-chat at the start, but just want to touch on Southampton in free fall. I mean, when the team's sort of falling away like that, can't seem to pick up a win. I mean, I know Newcastle are in the same sort of position, but do you potentially get rid of Hassan Huttle to try and save face in case they do go down, or would you keep him and chance that they're going to stay up?
It's one of five teams looking at the league, isn't it? I think that fall into it. Or you could potentially put Palace in there as well. You know, there's like 10 point. There's a 10 point swing between 13 and 18, and one of those is going to go. Mm. And West Brom and Sheffield United are out, and then you've got Fulham, Newcastle, Brighton, Burnley, Southampton, and Palace.
See, I think one Fulham of those, are on the way up.
Yeah, I think Fulham will do it.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think Newcastle are worse than Southampton.
Yeah, I agree.
They've had some really good results. I've had some Tonkins. But they're up and down, aren't they?
I think I saw they haven't won a game or something. Like, and I can't remember what it was, but I think the first, they haven't won a game or something since January the 4th or something like that. Christ. So I'm just turning my TV down.
I think, like you say, Jim, I think there's worse teams than Southampton. Newcastle, where they've just lost Almiron and Maximan, haven't they? So two of their, probably, would you say, well, Maximan's their best player by a country mile. But I think the loss of them too. Also, Wilson's coming back from injury. Isn't he? I think Southampton will be okay on the basis that there's teams that are worse. Not because...
Big risk, though, isn't it?
It's a big risk.
We've got a poll of the six teams, and he's not a bad manager and they're not a bad side. But do you ride that wave thinking one of the others is going to be worse than us and don't get rid of him? Or do you potentially change it and try and claw yourself out of it? Because, you know, if one of those teams puts 3-4 wins together on a nice little run, they're pretty much out of it, aren't they?
Yeah, you're in serious trouble, aren't you? Or the teams above them are, anyway.
On the flip side, if Fulham don't win a 3 or 4 games, they could be buried.
Yeah, they're one win off being back in that pack. They're 3 points behind.
Thing is, it's a lot harder to get 3 points down the bottom than it is up the top.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I mean, how many points have Fulham got at the moment?
23.
And how many games they played?
26.
Yeah.
26.
They haven't got a point a game. So on average, they're getting less than a point. So for them to catch up, here we go, a bit of math. For them to catch up on the basis of how they've been performing, Yeah, you assume the other teams are getting a point game. You know, if they carry on the same way they're going, even with the improvement, you know, they've still got to make up 3 points, which is quite... It's more, isn't it, than when you're at the top, because you're more likely to get the 3 points. So,
I mean, you look at Fulham's, I'm going month by month, for February, they lost to Leicester, and then they drew with West Ham, beat Everton, drew with Burnley, beat Sheffield United, drew with Palace.
Yeah. See, they're not losing the games like with the teams down the bottom, are they? So.
No, they must have a run of better teams though that they're playing now.
I mean,
they've got Tottenham at the weekend.
What, March?
I think it's Tottenham.
Wow. Yeah,
March is ridiculous.
Yeah.
They got Tottenham, Liverpool, City, Leeds.
Well, there's a chance they don't get anything there.
All in the league. And then April, they got Villa Wolves, Arsenal.
Yeah. I think
it's tough ending.
But on the basis.
It goes into May. Chelsea, Burnley, Southampton, United, Newcastle. But it'll be done by
then. I mean, if it does get to the 23rd of May, what fixture to end it? Because it could be a relegation battle. I know it's very unlikely. Fulham, Newcastle, last game of the season.
Oh, imagine that.
So, by doing that same basis, March, we're saying Fulham are getting nothing.
Yeah.
So, Newcastle.
I think they're going to beat Leeds.
Okay. All right. We're giving 3 points then. Good little game to play. Yeah. We're giving them 3 points. So, that puts them back in that pack on 26. Newcastle, who are above them, have got West Brom, Villa, and Brighton.
Yeah, you expect them to get 4 points there, don't you?
Yeah, you should do, yeah.
I don't know.
Put them up with 30.
I don't think they'll get anything out of them for it.
West Brom?
Yeah, they might get a point. But then,
I would adore it if Allardyce kept West Brom up.
It's just not going to happen, is it?
But then the other team we mentioned, they're falling in.
Yeah.
March for Southampton. Sheffield United, Man City, Brighton, Bournemouth. Southampton, Brighton.
If they lose to Sheffield and Brighton, I mean.
Right, well, let's say case, right? Let's all say who we're going to be, who the third team is going to be down. Let's make a note of it, and then you can all say how great I am when I'm right and you're all wrong.
Yeah.
So, Fulham.
That's interesting.
Fulham are going down.
March is so important.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. I don't want to see it, but I can see Newcastle going down again. That's who I'm going to go for. Just their squad depth is atrocious.
I'm going to have to agree with Christian. I mean, I haven't fully looked at the fixtures, but I think Palace might be suckered into it. I think they'll be right down there towards the end. But like I said, I've not looked into their fixtures.
I can tell you their fixtures. So they're 3 points ahead. They're on 33. So they've got Man United tonight, haven't they?
Yeah.
March. They've only got two games in March. They've got Tottenham and West Brom. And then April. They're pretty busy in April.
Newcastle.
This is Palace.
Well, I'm going Palace, and I think Palace are going to go on the not to copy Christian. I think Palace are going to be down there. And if
all right, Palace.
April for Palace, Everton, Chelsea, Southampton, Leicester.
Yeah.
And if they haven't sorted themselves out, this has just made my mind up, by the way. If they haven't sorted themselves out by May. They've got Man City, Sheffield United, Villa, Arsenal, Liverpool.
Cool. They could be fucked.
The thing is, right, playing all this, like, there's no easy game, is there?
No, there's not, No, especially not this season.
No.
But so, what I'm saying is, we're looking at this and we were saying, like, Fulham are going to get nothing in March. So we get to the end of March, Fulham look really, really bad on paper. But then I would look at if Palace don't pick up much between now and then, they'll have that buffer. But I don't think they're getting much more based on April and May. And I think he's going to bring it down. Fulham may start clawing it back towards the end, but Palace aren't going to be able to pull themselves out of it because of that. Them last five games.
It's all about when they hit their run as well, isn't it? Like they could, like you said, win like the next five games or something, and they're just away and they're fine.
Do you know what? Fulham going to stay up. Palace are going to go down.
Oh, he's on the Palace on that train.
Yeah.
Cool. I've noted them down.
Need to make this interesting. So, in order, because I agreed to a forfeit last week, didn't I?
Yeah, but you won, so it's fine.
What was the point I made last week?
If Peterborough didn't win, you'd do a forfeit of my choosing.
Oh, and they went 1-0 down as well, didn't they?
Yeah.
But your arsehole was going there.
Okay. When we meet up after all this, if your team stays up, you don't buy a drink. If your team's gone down, you buy the first few rounds. So Palace goes down, hey?
Yeah, you two get a free night out.
All right,
so who we got? Was it me and you got Palace, Dan?
Yep.
H has gone for Fulham. Yeah, and I've gone Newcastle.
Fulham
are not going to go down. They've got Loftus-Cheek. What a specimen. What a specimen of a man.
He is unreal. We will see. I'm going to go and get myself a Palace shirt next week, I think.
I'm getting goals.
Right.
The thing with Palace is Hodgson for me.
Yeah. Do you think he's
getting pretty uninspiring?
Getting too old for all this now, and so
he can't be that bothered, can he?
I think they do. With the manager. I mean,
can't mean. I think he probably just wants to go down Sandals and have a pina colada. He's had it now, hasn't he? He's had a go.
All right. Well, we've got what we needed out of this. Obviously, Jim and Dave ain't got. Dave ain't got an idea.
So. You don't even know his name.
Should we finish off the England teams then?
I'm doing wing back, right? So we've done my back five, three and two, whatever you want to call it. So I'm having one holding.
Yep.
Henderson.
He's injured for it, isn't he?
Don't start.
That's why I didn't pick him. That's why he's not in mine.
He's injured.
Is he really?
Long term.
Yeah, though. He's...
No, he's going to be back, I think.
I'm sure I read that he was supposed to be out for the Euros.
Sweating on his fitness, but he's not confirmed out.
Okay, on that basis, I will change it to Declan Rice if he is not available.
Oh, that's God. the exact same as me, that is.
I want Henderson. If we get confirmation he's out, then Rice is going in.
Yeah, I'm with you there. As much as I would love to have Harry Winks sitting in that role, which I think he'd be perfect at, he's just not played enough. I'm going to have to accept the fact he's not played enough to play in that role. It's got to be Declan Rice.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, am I doing my whole team, or are we comparing similar positions?
Well, let's make it easy. I've got Rice in my team.
I've gone two holding. Well, two midfielders. So I've got Foden and Henderson.
What formation are you playing?
Well, after I edited my drawing last time, I've now got 11 players, so I'm going 4-2-3-1.
So you're having Foden holding?
Yeah. You're not holding.
Playing him out of position, yeah?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. I can send Goran Eriksson over him.
Do what I want.
I can get Paul Scholes out left mid. Go on.
Okay. So in front of Henderson, I've got Grealish.
Same.
It was either Grealish or Foden. But that's why I asked for having subs, because my little mate Phil's on the bench.
So I've gone Grealish and Foden in front of Hendo or Rice.
Oh, cheeky. I've gone Grealish in front of Henderson and Foden.
It's pretty similar at the moment, midfield, isn't it?
Mm.
Hang on. Have you all got Foden?
No, I haven't.
Right, Foden, for me, has got lots and lots of potential. But he ain't ready to play in a Euros finals. What are you doing, you nutters?
Who's better than him to play in the Euros finals?
No, I didn't say that. I said he is not ready. He's not played enough football. He's not played enough.
Well, he is, but...
He's not.
Who would you have instead?
He's made over 90 appearances for Manchester City. I think that's warrants enough.
How many appearances for England?
I don't know. Three? One?
Not enough.
That just means he hasn't played Andorra five times.
Yeah.
But he hasn't.
I'd still have Foden.
I've got Grealish in front of Rice.
Who else?
To be fair, Grealish has only played four or five times.
I'm playing Sterling, Rashford, Kane. There you go. It's all out in the open.
That's what. Exactly the same as me.
Dropped Rashford.
Yeah, same.
Four.
Sancho.
Same.
He just doesn't do it for England, though, does he?
Overrated.
You mean he doesn't do it for England? He's only, 22 or something like that? He's still got loads of time.
Yeah, but we're not waiting. I'm not waiting 3 years for him to do it when he's on the pitch.
Everyone waited 3 years for Sterling to show up, so you can wait for Sancho as well.
Is any better than Greenwood?
Is what?
Is Sancho? Because I'd have Sancho, Greenwood, those types of players on the bench, Foden.
This is my issue. So I've lost out on Rashford and Foden, which I'm not too happy about because I rate both of them. But it's between me, Rashford and Sancho. It's between them. Greenwood would be in my squad, 1,000,000%. And I would love to have Foden playing.
Oh.
I just cut with the formation I'm playing, and having that one central rolling. Where I've gone with Grealish. What Grealish has done this season with Villa, I think he would give more to England than what Foden would do.
Well, I looked at Aston Villa are playing tonight, right? I looked to see if Grealish was playing. He wasn't playing, so I'm not interested in it.
He's injured.
But what I'm saying is, for me, you know, I want to watch him play, so I'll watch the game if he's playing. I'm not too
bad. I feel like that about Foden. I like watching Foden play, I really do.
It's exciting, isn't it? A pair of them are exciting.
But it's, yeah.
Do it though in Man City than it is to do for Villa, isn't it? Surely. I mean, if we're talking about Grealish and Foden, it's got to be Grealish over Foden.
He's a big factor in why we didn't even mention them in this bottom half of the table. And Sheffield United's manager, you see his interview about Grealish. They said about Grealish, they said, oh, he's potentially injured. He said, yeah, don't do us a favour and have another game off, because he obviously didn't want him playing tonight. And they said, oh, do you rate Grealish? And he said, Grealish is the best player in the Premier League right now.
Wow.
Very bold statement, but you see, a lot of people, he's very highly rated.
He's just got better and better and better, isn't he?
He has.
He's not staying at one level.
He's the sort of player which England need, because he's the sort of player who wants the ball all the time and will take the pressure off of us. And he just draws so many fouls. It's just such a
good outlet. Do you know why I'm so excited about Foden? Well, I'd love to have Foden in there, though. You know, in previous episodes, we keep mentioning about these young players burst on, really exciting. Sancho's one of them. Hudson-Odoi, when he first burst on, Munich are sniffing around 40 million from all the rest of it. That gets taken out of them after a certain period of time, especially in England. They're not that free-flowing, attacking, young, don't care. And I hope Grealish is still that same player for England as he is, which I'm not doubting he isn't, but... While Foden's young and in very good form, I think you get that you'd get a really strong performance out of him in this tournament.
I don't think he can have a better manager managing him, because he basically plays every other game at the moment, right, for Man City. And I think Guardiola will make him into a fantastic player.
Same as everyone in their midfield at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I reckon that Foden could potentially be as good as Silva was.
Yeah.
But I just don't think he's just not quite there yet. I'd take him, but I wouldn't start him.
And that, I think he falls into the same pocket as Greenwood.
Yeah.
Because they both come on in various games. They've both come on, had an impact, whether it be scoring or whatever it is. But they don't always play every game. They're being managed in a certain way. And they're not expected to keep playing.
Yeah.
They're being nurtured in, aren't they?
Sancho is ahead of them, I would say.
Good word. Just nurtured.
Just looked at Sancho. Played pretty much 100 times for Borussia Dortmund.
Yeah.
Scored 36 goals. Played 18 times for England. Didn't realise.
He's done very well this season as well. Isn't he?
Yeah.
One thing that I would add on with Sancho and his Dortmund experience, where we say about it's easier for Foden to shine at City. Dortmund aren't doing great in the league, but every one of those stats, I reckon, stick my neck out a bit and say 95% of them, Haaland's involved. I think Haaland's that good, he makes them look better.
And Haaland score any time last night, and he scored in the 95th minute, I think.
Igeza's a joke, mate. He is the biggest joke in football. He is unreal.
Where do you think you'll go next?
I'd love to get him in the Prem.
Dortmund for his career. He's obviously moving.
If Man City get him, that's game over for the next couple of years.
Where do you think he'll go?
Solskjaer's been sniffing around, hasn't he? Solskjaer keeps talking to him, apparently.
They need a finisher.
Yeah, but would you really choose United as the next step?
I think the problem you've got is if Real or Barcelona come, it's game over.
Yeah, I agree.
I'd love to see him at Man City, Man United, Chelsea, one of them, because it'd be amazing. But I just think if one of those two come...
It's the price for me. His buyout clause is 75 million. Have a whip round, lads. Get him in.
Yeah.
He's buying you trophies.
City works. It makes sense for me, especially with, isn't this Aguero's last season? So
he's just got another contract.
Has he? Yeah, but he's winding down now, isn't he?
Yeah. All right. Mm. So what have you, what other,
yeah,
other team players that they want to, have you got him?
Dan, I think he's talking to you, mate.
What?
What are you doing with the rest of your team? Come on, let's just get this sorted out.
I said, didn't I? I'm the same as Jim. Sterling, Sancho, Kane.
Right.
There's a lot of arguments there.
Look, that's why I love my boy DCL.
I'd still take him.
Kane's number one. Yeah, he's definitely... You could play the two with him. Like, you play Kane and DCL, but with the Kane, he's the captain and he's always going to go and start.
Yeah.
Do you think they're too similar to play together?
No.
The way they play?
No, Kane's such a deep line forward and I don't think DCL is... Well, DCL's not. He's more like a poacher, isn't he?
See, Calvert-Lewin could have had 30 goals. He could have had 30 goals by now. He still wouldn't get picked ahead of Kane.
Rightly so and all.
Yeah, I'd definitely take him. And, you know, I could see him coming on against Scotland when it's 1-0 after 73 minutes.
Shut your face. I don't need that.
He fucking, 1-0 after 73 minutes, he fucking goes and bags a winner. He bags a winner, I'm fucking off. I'm off my head.
Lads, next week.
I've gone.
We're going to predict the scores in all the
games. I'll get a tattoo of him.
What?
It's still going.
Right,
that was at 34 minutes and 20 seconds he said that. Make sure you save that. Don't ever lose that. Right. Yeah, the attacking was a lot more straightforward. I think our teams were fairly aligned.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Sterling's almost been playing up front for Man City at the moment, isn't he? I'd have him just behind Kane.
Just let him do what he wants. Let that three, that wave of three, Sancho, Grealish and Sterling, roam.
Yeah.
Let them swap.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's fluid, isn't it?
Mm. Good word. Right on it tonight.
All over it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, right. Good. Like it.
Can we?
Boom. Lovely stuff.
So, there's a lot of football on TV at the moment, which is linked to my question. And it's probably more Championship downwards, you know, and people spending their money. Do we think that, I think soon clubs will start coming out with their season ticket packages for next season. Do you think that they're going to get a good uptake on people wanting to have season tickets? Because, you know, as someone who's had a season ticket for 15, 20 years at a club, I must admit, I'm feeling a bit cautious about committing to one. So do we think that we're going to see the same crowds, or do we think there's going to be more tickets sold before games?
So why are you cautious? Just because in case we do go into a lockdown again or something like that? Or,
well, like, I'm paying a golf membership. So last year I had a golf membership and
yeah,
I had a season ticket for football.
Yeah.
And I was, so 100 and, let's call it 150 quid a month was going out the door without me getting anything in return.
Okay.
So I'm like, well, you know, you don't get that much of a discount by getting a season ticket at a team when you know you're probably going to miss a couple of games, two or three games anyway. Then my view is I'm probably more likely to buy my tickets as I go.
Yeah, I think initially you would think that the season tickets would sell more because everyone's gagging to go back for a game. But a lot of people have lost their jobs. A lot of people are like you, H, and probably cautious about, you know, are you actually going to get anything for your money, or are you going to just get an IFLO pass again? So yeah, I don't know. I think there'd be a lot more casual game approaches to games.
Did you hear what they
just because of that?
Hear what they did at Rochdale a few years ago. So their season ticket price, and you got to understand they're Northerners, so they've got no money already anyway. But they started with the first 1,500 season tickets sold were sold at £300. And then every 500 increment after that, they went down like 20 quid, down to 200.
Oh, yeah.
So if I bought a season ticket, so I was in the first 1,500, I worked for 300 quid. If they got another 500, they'd give me a 20 quid refund.
Oh, okay. I get it now. Yep.
Everyone would get them at 280, and then so it encourages to sell more. So the more season tickets they sell, the cheaper the season ticket is.
I was going to say, I think it needs something like that. I think it's going to be on the clubs to come up with ways of incentivizing more people.
Yeah, I don't know what other clubs are like, but Christian, you basically just said it. It doesn't feel like there's other than going and watch your team play at home every week, doesn't really feel like there's an incentive or a reason to actually go and watch your team. Get a free pint or something every game, or a free burger every game you use your season ticket or something like that. But other than watching your team, it doesn't really feel like there's an incentive.
Or chuck in the cup games. Or I think the problem is, past, you've had season tickets and then there's been deals on tickets and there's been deals.
Yeah.
Friends that want tickets, and you end up paying more. Come every week and get all the discounts. So I think they need to just look at their databases, identify who has had season tickets, and give them a better deal.
That's the thing. Having a season ticket helps massively for away games.
Yeah.
If you're
all your mates.
Yeah.
It's a bit like Sky, isn't it? Until recently, Sky, all the best deals were for new customers. They never really looked after the people that were already with them. It's similar to that with football, whereas a lot of the discounts I know for duels and season tickets, you normally get like a £5 game for a friend or a pound game for a friend and stuff. But that's not really benefiting the person that's spent £300, £400, £500, how much it is, for the actual ticket. So you're incentivizing, you're getting more people in, but the benefit's not for that person, it's for someone else.
So I think the way I would do it, if I was a marketing director at a football club, is the people that have had season tickets in the last 2 years are going to get theirs at a different price than the people that have had them in the past versus the people that haven't ever had them.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do it forever, do you?
No, just loyalty. No. For recognise what's gone on recently and show a little bit of benefit being loyal to these people.
Yeah, because it doesn't just apply to football, does it? It applies wider. You're going to have in a lot of different industries that have been heavily... There's a whole transition that everybody's got to go back through. We've had the lockdown, we've had everything, life's changed dramatically. We've now got the next phase where there's going to be a process of people adjusting back to what was the old world. And all those incentives are going to need to form part of that to give people the confidence that you can go back and safely watch a game of football.
Yeah. I mean, give them a free shirt.
Yeah.
The shirt's got fiver, they knock them out at 45, 50 quid. Give them a free shirt. You'll feel like, if someone said to me, you had a season ticket, you got screwed over, but the football club have given you a shirt, you'd be like, well, at least I've got something. You know, at least I've got recognised.
Yeah. And
your mates might be taking the mic. Like, I've got friends that had 2 year season tickets at Gillingham and have gone to see, 15 games for £1,000.
Fucking hell.
But you do get the iFollow, which is one camera in standard definition with some commentator that's probably an apprentice.
Yeah.
So it's good value, really.
I was about to say, you rate it then.
No, absolute pony.
Are you guys watching all the football on the weekend that's on Sky at the moment?
I do cherry pick the games.
I don't watch every game though.
I suppose that will all end when fans are back in. That'll all end as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they confirmed that, I think, a few weeks ago, that it's not going to be like this forever. But yeah, there's a lot of football on, isn't there? Which is good, but it does feel like it's
I'm getting a bit bored of it, to be honest. 12 till 10, like H said earlier on. And Saturday to Sunday, it's just, like Jim just said there, it's just cherry-picking the games. So I don't want to be watching versus West Brom.
Or watching like the scores and then watching the last 15 minutes to see, you know, what happens in that more exciting point of the game.
Yeah. I've really enjoyed Soccer Saturday and that. Like, they've been showing all the goals and all the chances in from the Prem down to League Two.
See, that is exactly what I know. I normally bring this up, but that's exactly what the NFL do. They've got NFL Red Zone, which is a Soccer Saturday, but they switch constantly for 6 hours between
the
games.
I watch American football.
I know, so cultured. But yeah, I think that approach that Soccer Saturday are taking now is how football will look. I think that's how people will watch it going forward.
I hope so.
Interesting. Okay, I've got to get it in there.
Oh.
Chelsea's record of having pants strikers. So Werner came along, amazing for Germany. Yeah, it's happened again, isn't it?
Yeah,
they've gone back to Giroud. I've seen it at the weekend. Giroud was out again, wasn't he?
Dust him off.
I'm waiting for someone to say something about Werner though. He's coming. Works hard though, doesn't he?
No,
who was going to say it?
No, it's my big thing on Werner, which I've touched upon, when Tuchel first come in, everyone was like, he's such a good sort of managerial appointment to get Werner and Havertz going. You fucking bellends.
Sorry, you just bored me to tears.
Sorry, just had a little nap.
Fair enough, innit?
I'm going to summarise. Chelsea destroy strikers. It's as simple as that.
Great.
Bush strikers, they should leave them in these leagues where they don't have to run around.
So I'm going to flip back to 20 minutes ago and someone said, I'd like to see Haaland come over at City, United or Chelsea. Yeah. I don't want to see him at Chelsea if that happens.
But there's the odd striker. So if they pick the right ones, Costa, Drogba, and there's a theme here. They need to be
Drogba.
It's be physical. Yeah. It's not your Rebroffs. It's not your Shevchenkos. It's not your Kesmans.
Your Torreses.
Yeah. You need physical presence.
No, that's nothing to do with it. The thing is, you need someone like Fabregas behind him. You had Fabregas behind Costa. You had Lampard behind Drogba. You had Ballack behind Drogba. You had Deco behind Drogba. That's what you need.
Oh, good counter argument.
What are we saying? Shevchenko had no supply.
Talking shit, Jim. He's talking
about one player.
Fucking pony.
It's one player.
Fernando Torres.
He was on a downslide before he even went to Chelsea.
Oh my God!
If you look at his last season at Liverpool before they bought him, he was toilet.
Honestly.
Right, we need to get a vote on this.
Wait, so hold on. You're telling me Torres isn't cut out for the Prem?
No.
Didn't Torres at 43 go to Atletico and have a little funny 5 minutes there and start scoring again?
Jim, we don't need to explain ourselves. You've got to have strength and power. Something
fucking
about...
You boys fucking talk bollocks, don't you? You say stuff, you don't even follow it up with anything.
That happened with Torres, though, right?
What happened with Shevchenko? Talk me through Shevchenko. Did he get some kind of World Player of the Year at some point or something?
Well, I see.
What was it, Pavlo?
Yeah.
Andre Shevchenko.
Pavlyuchenko.
Andre Shevchenko. Let's just have a look, shall we? Shev.
I would say buy for 37 and a half.
250 million, I think. Right.
Crespo's another one.
Yeah, he was good. Mutu. Right.
Shit anyway.
Let's just have a look.
He's doing too much boot, wasn't he? That's why.
Yeah.
I know. Sorry.
All over the cover.
Shevchenko. So at Milan. Right, let's start with Dynamo Kiev, whatever they are. 107 appearances, 60 goals. Milan, 208 appearances, 127 goals.
Yeah, he was unreal there, wasn't he?
Chelsea. 8 appearances in 3 seasons, 9 goals.
That's a good return, if you ask me.
What's on there?
I went to watch Chelsea Sheffield United. He was playing, he scored. He went ballistic.
Yeah, I
fucking bet. His goals are so few and far between.
I think we put 2.5 million a goal or something for it. He went on to go on loan at Milan after Chelsea ruined him. He played 18 games for Milan. He didn't score any goals.
Ruined him? How old was he when he went to Chelsea?
Well, he's 44 now. Back in 2006, he went to Chelsea.
Was that 30?
15 years ago, so he was 29.
Well, round up to 30.
They ruined him.
Makes the argument look better.
So, let's be clear, right?
Yeah.
Chelsea ruined strikers. Shevchenko. The last one that did it for him was Zola, that was a midget. The rest of them, all are rubbish. Right?
I'm not... Every time.
George
Can
Witt.
You can you summarise for us, H, please?
Yeah. Summarise?
Yeah, please.
Unless you are something really amazing, you have got to be powerful, strong. I mean, we're talking about Harry Kane, Calvert-Lewin. We've not talked anything about Ings. You know, with the best strikers in the Premier League need to be big, powerful strikers. That's the end of it. I don't want to hear any more about it. Shevchenko and friends.
What about Aguero?
He's not doing it now, is he?
Probably one of the best strikers ever been in the Prem, though.
Yeah, fifth highest scoring.
Strong, isn't he? And he is
strong.
And you don't knock him off the ball, do you?
He's Messi-esque type build, isn't he? Very low centre of gravity.
Werner's got
tree trunks for legs.
Werner's got something. He's getting knocked off the ball everywhere. And they've gone back to Giroud, the horse. Giroud, what, 32?
Right, come on. Right, summarise this because you're going off on one now.
I'll do it one last time. You have a better chance successful in the Premier League if you're a big, strong striker.
Right, Duncan Ferguson
been,
back next.
Okay, shit.
Cool, so yeah, last week, obviously Aka was let down by myself, so sorry guys. Everyone else got their game right, but Lincoln let me down, let the team down, and let the charity down. So there you go. It's on Lincoln, really. So this week we're picking our games again. Do you want to go around, Dan? Who have you gone for, and why?
All right, I've gone for Portsmouth to beat Northampton and for there to be over 2.5 goals. Pompey are too short a price just to back them normally. Want to try and get some money for the charity, and Northampton at bottom.
Cool.
Obviously, I don't know why you're showing me your phone, Christian, but I can't really see it.
You are such a tool. He was showing me because I'd forgot who I picked. We was trying to do it quietly, so I didn't come up in the recording.
Yeah, remind me who I've picked.
I don't know. You haven't told me yet.
All right. Well, that makes it even more difficult for you, doesn't it?
It does.
Can you tell him who he picked?
I believe. Oh. I think I went with Norwich.
So who are you going with, H?
I'm going to go with Norwich and over 2.5 as well.
Yes. Go on, boy.
You've got to go find that now.
I've got to try and find that now. Yeah, you're trying to test me. All right, hang on a minute. So you got Norwich.
I love it how we're adding additional bets in when we can't even get four teams to win right.
No. We could get three, though. There's just a certain someone who's not won a bet yet.
Oh, no need for that. Right, so you're going for Norwich to beat Luton and over 2.5 goals, correct?
Correct.
No. That's added. Yeah, Jimbo, who are you going for? Nice simple
Leicester.
Bet, please.
Okay. Leicester to win.
Perfect. That's what I like.
Simple as you like. Saturday night, 8 o'clock. Brighton away.
Decent.
Now, Don Brendan.
And I've I've gone.
Brendan.
I've gone
some...
Jesus.
Oh wow.
You can tell he's had a few, can't you? Christ.
It's my first beer.
All right. Anyway, I'm talking. I've gone for...
All right, a teacher.
Barnsley, Birmingham, and I'm going Barnsley to win.
What? What are you doing?
Excuse me, have you seen the form that Barnsley are in? That's what
I've seen.
I've seen the form you're in.
So...
Trying to do this for charity, mate.
Yeah, we're trying to win money.
I'm just saying.
All right.
I'll be the only one that wins. You watch.
All right. Well, and is there a forfeit if you don't?
He has to get a tattoo of Dominic Calvin-Lewin.
if I don't, then yes. But I'm not having a tattoo. No tattoos.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to plug that in. It's always a good sign when the accumulator returns £337. So that's not going to happen, is it? Let's be honest.
Yeah. Remember, 320 goes and we'll have our £2.50 back. Remember that. Don't ever forget.
You can put that on another bottle of Bud.
Take our steak back. So the 10 clues. Boys, ready?
Ready.
Oh, we're ready. Go for it, Dan.
Yeah, but I mean... You want it?
Yep.
You are.
All right, so first clue. This player has played for 9 clubs across the top 4 leagues.
Leon Knight.
Yeah, don't get easier. clue 2. He made six international appearances.
You know the first question, you say top club across top four leagues, do you mean England, Spain?
English. Just so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Premiership down to League One. League Two.
League Two. All right. Next one.
Mm-hmm.
Born in December 1983. Now, this is where it starts getting easier. Now, you've got a baseline.
Did you hear me?
Unless anyone wants to have a pop.
I said yeah, Leon Knight. Yeah, okay, you just ignore that, okay. Cool.
Yeah, I ignored it for a reason, mate.
Pretty sure.
Nope. H, you want to have a little pop?
No.
Cool. clue four. I made my Premier League debut in the season of 2010 to 2011.
I don't think it is, but Kevin Nolan?
Nope.
Okay.
Anyone else
Kevin
care to venture? Nope. H, care to venture?
No, I think he played in Scotland, though. No.
Right. Clue five. Scored a total of 191 goals in his career.
Jesus.
Next one's a bit of a... Not giveaway, but... You know.
Go on then. I haven't got anything.
Does anyone want to have a little pop at it?
No.
I'm going to take Marcus, that silence as a no.
Marcus Bent.
No.
Oh, good guess though.
What about that? He's gone up the leagues and then he's played in the Premier League in his late 20s. So it must have been a club he came up with.
Well, I'll move on to the next clue. So, clue six. I finished my career at Bury in 2019. Bury.
Bury?
That's how I pronounce it. I know. 2019.
Is it Lee Hendry?
Nope.
Oh, bastard.
Bury.
Oh, Bury.
Bastard.
Not Peter Crouch, is it?
Nope. Dwayne. Last guess.
Bury. The hell? Bury. Scored that many goals. Played in the Premiership.
Oh, this Bury. Is going to have really...
Who'd you say?
No, I just said Bury.
I'll go to the next clue. I represented Jamaica in international appearances.
Ricardo Fuller.
Oh.
Nope.
Oh, that's what I was thinking. I couldn't remember his name. Jamaica.
Right, so just Jim and Christian to go with guesses on this clue.
Oh, what's his name?
This next clue, just to let you know, gives it away massively.
Jason Roberts.
Nope. Good guess though, but I think he plays for Granada. Well, he's from Granada.
Is it Mark Marshall?
It's not Mark Marshall, no.
Okay.
All right, clue nine. I think this one's going to dead giveaway. But, all right, sorry, clue seven.
Eight.
All over the gaff. this player played 126 games for Leeds, scoring 71 goals between 2006 and 2010.
Tony
Barr. All right. H, you go first.
Lucas Radebe.
No. Jimbo?
Tony Ybarra.
No. Christian, anything?
No. I've got a feeling he's a winger. I don't know why. No, go on. I haven't got it. I can't think of it. It's going to drive me mad.
Clue nine. Was bought from Leeds by Everton in 2010.
Leeds to Everton?
Yeah. I haven't got this yet, to be fair.
Is it Jermaine Beckford?
It is Jermaine Beckford.
Nice.
I thought he was English.
So nice.
He's Jamaican.
Oh. Do you know what? I thought of that at Bury, but I just couldn't think of who because I knew he'd finished. And
I thought he was English.
He was born in. I think he was born in England or something, but he represented Jamaica internationally. So.
Fucking come on.
Yeah, he's sucking while he's first one.
My proudest moment.
My last clue was fucking in the, he had the initials of JB.
Come on.
Yeah, very
well done.
Well done, thank Christian. Thank you. Good one, Dan. Yeah. Probably the best one yet, I'd say.
Thank you. I saw him on I think
he was on.